This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shlema for kol choyli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim, b'tzaru v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perik Aleph, Mishneches. We're talking about when Edim come, and there are many Edim that are coming to say a testimony about something, and somebody was found to be apostle, or someone was found to be Zamimin. What does that mean? Does it mean that everybody in that whole group of Edim are all together? Or is it just the people that were found to be apostle, or just the people that are found to be Zamimin? So before we had a pasuk that said Edim, to tell us that no matter what, as many people as you have, they all get counted as one, they all get treated as one, so they all have to be Zamimin to be punished as Edim Zayimim. And now we're going to learn also that it works the other way, where they all have to be, the whole Edus is counted as one. If one is considered a Karev or apostle, someone who is related and therefore is not good a witness, or if someone is a apostle to say witness, to say testimony, then they're all considered to be apostle. So ma shnayim nimtza echad mehem karev apostle. So also the same liwud we'll have now. If you have two people and one of them was found to be either a relative or apostle to say edus and betela. The edus, the testimony, is batel. It falls away because there's only one aid at this point. You found one to be apostle, the other one is not considered a kosher edus to say edus. It's not. You have to have two witnesses, and here's only one. Av shlosha, so two, the same thing. If you have three edim that came to Bezdin, and one of them nimtza echad mehem karev apostle, and one of them is found to be either a karev or apostle, that he can't say edus at all. Edusim betela, the full testimony is irrelevant, is not kosher, and it doesn't work. Munan afilu mea. So what if you have 100 people and only one of them? They all came together as well, one big testimony, one big set of edim of witnesses to say testimony. So now, all of them, you're going to be mvatel everything from all of them just because one of them was found to be, let's say, he's an apostle, he's a gambler or whatever. He's, for some reason or another, or he's not even a bad person, or not even anything wrong with him. He's related to one of the people that are within this this dintaira. Manaya filo mea, Talmud Leimer, the apostle comes to tell us, Edim, that they are witnesses, and no matter how many, they all get treated the same. Rabbi Yossi says, when is that said? When do we consider it that way? Bedina nefashos. When we're talking about something that affects a life, we're trying to judge some person who may be put to death. Have a bedina mamonis. But if it's a din of money, you're trying to find somebody guilty to have to give someone money, so that's a little different. And you could say tiskayim edus bishar, the other 99 people that are in the edus, or if you have three people, the other two people that are in the edus, that they just considered to be testimony of those two. Rabbi Yomir, Rabbi says echad din mamnis ve'echad din nefashos, whether it's the dine mamonis or the dine nefashos, if you invalidate one, you're invalidating the whole thing. Amosai, however, when is that? Bizman shehisru b'hen, when they all came together as one, and they all came together and they all gave this person a warning. Don't do this, because otherwise you'll be considered having done this, and you'll have to get punished for it. Now, if they didn't warn him, meaning 100 people saw it, but only 98 people warned him, or 3 people saw him and only 2 people warned him, so then that's fine, because they're not part of the edus, of the witnesses. At the time that they did not warn that this is going to make an edus, that this is going to make the person be mechuyev money, be mechuyev a punishment because he's doing an avera, then what if two brothers were walking on the street and they saw a crime happening? That makes it that the crime didn't happen because there was the witnesses that saw it were two brothers? No, it must be that if they were intending to be witnesses, as such as they went ahead and they warned him, so if two brothers are on the street, one of them has to go to warn him, not both of them, because otherwise, and he has to go with a totally different person, so an unrelated person, so that it should be a valid edus. And just to show what we were talking about over here, if you have, just like you have two witnesses and you take away one of them, you only have one witness left, so you don't have what can be good testimony. So too, if you have three witnesses and you take one away, you only have two left, but still it's not considered good testimony because you've invalidated it. But over here, these two people went ahead and they warned him. This one did not warn him, and therefore, even though he's related, it's not considered invalidating the testimony. It's not considered invalidating the witnesses. Yashar Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.